Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Grundy Center Girls basketball coach Matt Lindemann. It's our final preseason conversation here. Coach, a couple weeks into practices now. Obviously, it's kind of going to be a new look team here, at least when it comes to the starting lineup. But what have you liked about what you've seen in practice so far? What have you kind of been able to accomplish here throughout these first couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think without a doubt we've had a good start. For the most part, I feel that we continue to stack good day after good day, practice wise, and what we're, not so much incorporating anymore, but what we're, trying to get ourselves ready for Monday. And so feel really good, after had a scrimmage last Saturday at Waverly that allowed us to kind of see some things that we really need to work at and emphasize in that and maybe make a few little tweaks and changes, and that's been really good for us. And then the girls have just been really good in responding on what we've been asking them to do. Their energy has been really good, and just overall working together and just overall really great environment to be in and day out. So that's good. And you put that together, we had to have a couple different practices due to us hosting one event, the NICL Band Festival. So we had to have practice in the morning, and then the same thing yesterday because of state football. And so they've adjusted to all that really well, and we just continue to make progress and look forward to what Monday has in store for us.
Yeah, and so you and the team have kind of worked to fill these spots in the starting lineup. I guess what is it kind of taken from some of these girls? Like, what do you need to see from them to kind of earn those spots? Regardless of position, what are some of those things that you need to see from them?
Yeah, I think one is that they're not afraid to make mistakes, and so it's one of those where mistakes are going to happen, but we want you to play as freely as you can. You got to believe in yourself, you got to be confident in yourself, and then being able to learn from mistakes and not continually making the same ones over and over. And so if we've been able to see that, and we're all trying to see each other. It's not going to be anything perfect after game one. We're gonna be able to reevaluate and see what we need to work on then over Thanksgiving break, and it once again it'll be a nice opening test for us, and just see where we are at. And maybe for some of our newcomers that maybe aren't necessarily newcomers to playing varsity sports, but it'll be their first varsity basketball game. We'll be able to kind of see what that is, and they will too, and kind of go from there.
And as far as the depth, what's that looking like for you guys right now? I mean, as far as sixth, seventh, eighth players, how deep do you think you'll be able to go here this year?
Yeah, I mean, our goal at some point, I think, is to be roughly a rotation of eight. That would be great. I think right now we're probably in a seven. We feel very confident about seven, and maybe rotating a person in there, depending on to keep that at seven and just giving. But we're going to give girls opportunities, without a doubt. Some of them, they've earned it, and by their work and what they've done during the preseason, and just the consistency. We just want consistency, and we want being able to just do the fundamental pieces that are going to allow our teams and allow our individual players to be successful.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Grundy Center Girls basketball coach Matt Lindemann. Back at the Coach's Corner with Grundy Center Girls basketball coach Matt Lindemann as we preview this 2024-25 season. The Spartans will open up here with BCLUW on Monday. But, Coach, before we talk about that game, as it kind of progresses here throughout this early part of the season, what are the biggest areas of growth that you're hoping this team is able to make?
Well, finding our identity, I think, defensively, and obviously you can say all the cliches that you can, but ultimately, we've got to be able to rebound the ball consistently. And I think right now that's something that, without a doubt, we're working on. But I think it's also maybe one of those areas that maybe is a little bit of a concern, just because of our we don't have a 6-footer on the team. We don't, we and some of our size, and just how tough can we be inside and be physical and be present. And then I think the second piece is being able to effectively run what we want to run our offenses and being able to generate points consistently. You got the 30-second shot clock, so you're under time, and being able to fluidly Run an offense where we're able to generate points and generate really high opportunities or really good looks for our players. And so doing those two things, those two are a big key. And then the third one is always taking care of the ball. Can we force the other team to turn it over? Which we feel we can do a good job of that here this season with the nucleus that we have. And then can we convert that into points, but more importantly, not turn the ball over, and limit those turnovers and that. So that'll be the interesting piece, I think, for us as we start the season.
So BCLEW coming to your place here on Monday night to get things started off. What's kind of your outlook for this one?
Yeah, it's that first game is always very interesting, and BCL is a team that they've got a good post presence, obviously, and have some good guards. Had a nice year last year, and I think we'll look to continue to build off of that. Coach Johnson, I think, does a really good job, and they will continue to build off that, and then build off of their success that they had in volleyball. That carries forward. Can only help you. Positive success that happens in other sports, and as those kids take that and use that, can only help you. And so, I think it'll be a really good test for us. We're at home, and which is good for us being a younger team. We're at home and can get kind of those first game little jitters and unknowns out, and then how do we respond to adversity, when that happens Monday night, and who's going to step up ultimately? Who's going to step up, and how are we going to do that as a complete team?
You bet. Well, certainly more basketball to be talked about here throughout the season. Looking forward to getting the game started here next week. While I got you here, I do want to just to give you the chance as an AD to mention, the accomplishments of the football team, capping off that third consecutive state championship year and winners of 39 straight. Just an amazing accomplishment for you guys.
Yeah, it's just absolutely phenomenal, and I think it speaks so highly of not our student athletes and what they've done, and you just think about that, the pressure that they had to endure going through. I mean, I think they handled it so well, and just were able to continue to focus on the next game and try to keep it in that way. And without a doubt, you tip your hat to the entire coaching staff, Coach Zajac obviously leading the helm, and just the great job that they have done to help lead these young men. These last 3 years is truly remarkable, and you truly, when you're in the middle of it, sometimes it's a little bit hard. You're busy, you're so busy doing everything, but you step back and you just feel very blessed that you could be a part of it and witness that with these young men and what they've accomplished the previous 2 years, but then what they accomplished this year, because each year that pressure just builds a little bit, and the expectation and so forth. And so they've been able to handle it all so well, which is just, really, really admirable, and just something that is great for not only our school, but our community and the pride. And I think without a doubt, Grundy Center has always had great pride in themselves and how we do things and how we go about, our daily work. And so I think that's just a great example of that, and just really proud of what this team was able to do this year, and just a lot of great memories, and the legacy that they have left will never be forgotten.
All right, Grundy Center Girls Basketball Coach Matt Lindeman, appreciate the time today and looking forward to catching you guys in action this year.
Thanks, John.
All right, more of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.